bringing pro football to the Mid-South for nearly two decades.
It's a miracle!
Yes! Good! Touchdown, Titans!
This is Titans Radio. Get ready to talk about the Titans. This is Pinnacle Titans Tonight, presented by Yeehaw Brewery, with All-Pro linebacker Keith Bullitt and the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith. Live from Martin's Barbecue downtown, now, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue in downtown Nashville. We're glad you're with us for a playoff edition of Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans Tonight with Keith Bullitt. Keith Bullitt is here. Welcome to the playoffs, sir.
Great to be back in the playoffs.
It is tremendous to be back in the playoffs. Amy Wells is back in the playoffs as well.
Very exciting time.
Yes. Back? Oh, yeah.
With another team.
With other teams. I've been grinning since Sunday.
Welcome to be back in the playoffs with Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. With the home team.
With the home team.
Whoop, whoop.
That's exactly right. Amy Wells is here, and she will read your questions or comments if you send them to us at hashtag Titans Tonight. That's hashtag Titans Tonight. We'll also take your calls at 877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. Did we have brisket burgers all the way around here at Martin's Barbecue tonight?
I think so.
Yeah, for sure.
KB discovered them, and we're starting a revolution, I think.
I'm glad that I had one last week because all up in, I'm glad the Titans won on Sunday.
There you go.
I knew I was going to be able to come back and get another brisket burger.
Well, there are multiple Martin's Barbecue locations that you could visit throughout the course of the week.
Yeah, usually he goes to the one on Nolensville with the call-in order. Shout out to Martin's on Nolensville.
They do the job there.
Yeah, they do.
Their location out in Mount Juliet is outstanding, too. But we're here at the one on 4th, and we invite you to come by and see us. And, of course, we're brought to you as well by Yeehaw Brewing Company. Drinkable and sessionable, the number one craft beer in East Tennessee, is blowing up all over the Volunteer State. Because there's not a beer in the state that has Yeehaw's quality and taste. The Dunkel is the number one seller, a Bronze Award winner at the 2016 World Beer Cup. Yeehaw Brewing Company's 80 is available at Kroger locations. And periodically, Amy Wells will drink a Yeehaw Brewing Company product when we're here at Martin's Barbecue. And she might be doing that tonight. If you were having an adult beverage tonight from Yeehaw Brewing Company, what would we guess you would be having?
If I were to be drinking while doing my job, I would be drinking the 80 because it's my new go-to.
How great is this job?
I'll tell you what, man.
The NFL.
I thought it was going to be the Dunkel.
Yeah, I know. It's not. Threw you for
it's
a loop.
80.
But yeah, no, this job is pretty phenomenal.
By the way, I do know for sure. I mean, I can totally vouch for what I'm reading here. Yeehaw Brewing Company's 80 is available at Kroger locations because I bought some last Friday.
Did you really?
I sure did. So there you go.
Did you love it?
So there you go. You can purchase it at our friends at Kroger. What a crowd. What a crowd on Sunday. They were awesome.
It was fantastic.
It was an atmosphere like back when you played, Keith Bullitt.
I was there. I had to go. I had to show support. I remember Amy giving me a little bit of a hard time when I said I don't know if I was going to go. So I definitely went and I supported for sure.
What did you think of the defense?
So it was great, man. I feel any time when you have, especially a big-time running back like Leonard Fournette, you just make that team one-dimensional. You take away their best player, and, you know, Blake Bortles, let him win the game. I feel like that's been a formula from when I was playing. You take away the running back, and if they have a shaky quarterback, you put the game on his shoulders and see if he can pull it out for him. And That was the formula for success this past weekend.
And, you know, Amy Wells was in the middle of a scrape at the end of the ball game. Did you see that?
Did you see it?
No, what happened?
It was great. I got in a fight.
No, you did not.
I didn't. No one actually got in a fight, to be clear.
Jarrell Casey for postgame. And that's when the guys from Jacksonville came over and had the little problem with Jarrell.
Oh, really?
I puff up my chest every time we talk about it. Yes. I get really excited.
That's funny. That happened to me one time.
A guy came at you at the end of the game?
Yeah, well, he didn't really come at me, man. He just said when we played the Chargers here, Sean Phillips, he actually played here. He just said something a little too cute to my liking after a tough loss.
And, yeah.
You know, You know, if you know my attitude, I didn't let it slide.
Yeah, surprisingly, you didn't just let it go. What a stunner that would have been. But you see that very rarely. Normally, at the end of games, guys are friendly and it's over and you move on. But sometimes it spills over, and it spilled over a little after the fact.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny because once upon a time in the NFL, like, you couldn't do that. Like, that was like a no-no. You don't go and say anything to anybody unless, like you said, it's like good game and congratulations, or you're asking for it, or some might spill over into the tunnel or something. Like,
here's the thing. Why would you come at Jarrell Casey?
Of all the people.
The guys who are doing it are like linebackers who he outweighs by like 60 pounds.
Yeah, and that's the other problem I have with it. Like, I feel like a defensive player should never say anything to another defensive player, because it's not like we ever have an opportunity to go against you. And for football players, the only way that you do get revenge is on the field. So, you know, I guess they just didn't take too kindly to maybe the remarks that he had about their quarterback, or, you know, I don't know.
I'm just glad Jarrell's on our team. That's all I'll say about the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think Jarrell was worried about those guys.
I don't. He didn't appear terribly worried.
No, neither was I.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've seen the video. She was right in the middle of it.
I need to see that video.
Yeah. Oh, well, I got it for you. Don't you worry.
Yeah, she did not run away. There were people who were backing away, and it was, you know.
Stand strong.
Yep, she did not. I'll say that. 877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. Tweet us a question or comment to hashtag Titans Tonight. Carl Klug is here and is going to be part of the show, but I think he's still eating.
He's enjoying a brisket burger.
He's having a brisket burger.
I told you, we're starting a revolution.
So it's good luck for everyone. Outstanding.
Yeah.
All right, so do we have questions at hashtag Titans Tonight?
I do. I have a lot of questions.
Go.
Okay. Hey, Keith, this one's for you, and you and I were kind of talking about this a little bit before the show started. How much does the speed of the game really change in the postseason? We talk about it all the time.
That's the first thing I noticed in my first playoff game was the speed of the game. I remember we played here against Pittsburgh, and it was a toss sweep to my side, a play that I've seen over 20 times throughout the season, but for whatever reason, I wasn't up to speed, and Amos Zerway was able to get the corner on me for a 7-yard game, and that's not the way you want to start your first playoff game, but that's happened to me. But right away, you see the speed, and, you know, you got to get your butt up to speed to where, you know, the other team is.
A lot has been made this week of the fact that 35 of the Titans' 53 men on the roster have no playoff experience. How big a factor is playoff experience, Keith Bullock?
I don't think it matters. You know, you can play into all the things that are said, all the things, all the storylines before you get to the game. They played 16 games in order to get here, and they got into the playoffs. So now it's every team for themselves. So, you know, those 35 men, they'll get their opportunity this week very early. And, you know, within, you know, the first 5 minutes of game, they'll have 5 minutes of playoff experience. But they've played in 16 football games. Everyone knows what's at stake. They know the tough path that they took to be in this position. So all the teams are going to come out to play. They're going to come out to play. Titans are going to for sure come out to play.
Guthrie, Kentucky is where we start with the calls tonight. Aaron is with us. Aaron, welcome to Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing Company. Go right ahead.
Hey, thanks for all having me. Keith, love the way you call the games. I just have to say, when I got out of the military, I started paying attention to the Titans when they moved here in 98-99. The fact that they went to the Super Bowl that first year just blew my mind. Even though they lost, the parade was amazing. I've got to say, it's been a long drought, even with the good teams later on. But I have not been so excited as I have been this year. Even as ugly as it's been, it reminds me of those teams. It wasn't always pretty. It was blue collar, hard work, hit them in the mouth, and just get the job done. And Keith, I was just curious, do you see similarities in this team versus what you guys had with Steve, Eddie, you, even later on with Van den Bosch and Javon Kurz, et cetera?
I like to say this team, you know, they're carving their own niche in Titans history. You know, I feel like, you know, This team has been compared to, I feel like, just about every Titans team that has gone to the playoffs. And these guys haven't, you know, been given their fair shake for the hard work that they've put in for the past, not just this season, two, three seasons to get to this point. So I like how they're going. And some of the things definitely do remind me of some of those past teams. But I like looking at them for who they, you know, become to be. And, you know, I would always say that, you know, earlier in the year in these shows, I'll be like, you know, whoever the Titans are playing, you don't want them to hang around at the end because you don't want to give them opportunity to win. But I feel like the Titans are that team, man, that, look, if they're around in the fourth quarter, other teams need to watch out. You know, I just feel like, you know, they're that team that you don't want to see hanging around in the fourth quarter because some in that locker room believes they're going to pull it out in the end.
I got a question here at hashtag Titans tonight, and I think that there are some lingering feelings about Jacksonville because it says, what do you guys really truly think the odds are that Buffalo pulls out a win over Jacksonville? Oh, so I read that wrong. Jacksonville's fine. Do we think that Buffalo will beat Jacksonville?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I know you don't want to go into the playoffs with two losses, which Jacksonville has. You know, Blake Bortles was playing well at one point, and now he's back to the Blake Bortles that everyone around the league has come to know, and that's definitely affecting him going into the playoffs right now on Thursday evening. So Buffalo's on a high note. They had someone had a win for them to get in. They handled their business. The other team won. They got in. So, look, LeSean McCoy says he's healthy. I think it's going to be a great game. I just think that Buffalo has the momentum. I know you don't want to go limping into the playoffs, and as good as everyone says Jacksonville is and how good we think they are, they lost two games in a row going into the playoffs, regardless.
If Shady doesn't play, they don't have a chance.
No, not at all.
Against that defense?
No, not at all. And I think that, you know, LeSean McCoy is definitely the X factor, but then, you know, Tyrod also. You know, Tyrod can do a little bit of what Marcus can do, get out of the pocket, and that's what gave Jacksonville trouble. You know, it seems like Jacksonville is good when it comes to the basic, you know, run, play action, pass offenses. But when you throw wrinkles at them, it seems that's when they have their breakdown.
See, where I think the problem is if they don't have Shady is not only has he rushed for over 1,100 yards, he's their leading receiver.
Yep.
And so if you don't have him, it's like you've lost two guys.
And a running back, as you know, we all know, that can be effective in the running game and in the passing game. That's a dual threat. And like you just said, Mike, without that, the game plan is slim to none. No one knows what the game plan is.
Here's another question in that same vein. If the Titans were to win this coming week, would you rather go to Pittsburgh or New England after that?
I think I would rather go to Pittsburgh. I'd rather go to Pittsburgh because we've already been there, took a tough loss there, and just my mentality, I didn't need to go back to, you know, avenge that loss in order to get to that AFC championship game against who will be a strong opponent, whoever it is. But right now, man, it's more of a personal mission, you know, for the Tennessee Titans. You know, you take care of Kansas City, and then whoever's next, you take care of them next. So it's one of those things, whoever's in your way, that's the route you're going to go.
He's Keith Bullock. It's his show. It's Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Amy Wells' best friends at Yeehaw Brewing Company. We're live from Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue in downtown Nashville. Everyone tonight recommending the brisket burger, including Carl Klug. He's up next on Titans Radio.
Okay, honey, sit down. I have something to say.
Oh, do I have a choice?
Yes, please, have a seat.
Can I sit in the living room?
Of course.
Or how about the porch?
Can you just sit right here, please?
I thought I had a choice. Hey, you said I had a choice.
Oh, boy.
At Farm Bureau Health Plans, you have choices. With lots of plans for families and individuals with different levels of coverage, deductibles, and co-payments, we've got you covered. Go to fbhealthplans.com or visit your local Farm Bureau office.
Kentucky has produced legends for a long, long time. Daniel Boone, James Audubon, Kit Carson, to name a few. And we didn't stop there. Our Kentucky Legend Ham is still made with over 100 years of time-tested tradition. Our hams are hand-selected, trimmed, and smoked in their own juices. 100% natural juices, nothing added. Because we don't water down our legends in Kentucky. Kentucky Legend Ham. Make it your everyday tradition.
The Flex MBA degree from the Jones College of Business at Middle Tennessee State University is fast, fresh, and flexible. How fast? Start to finish in 12 months. How fresh? A cutting-edge curriculum, and you can align your classes with your interests. How flexible? You can take all of your classes online or come to our Murfreesboro campus or both. Find out more about the Flex MBA at MTSU's Jones College of Business by visiting mtsu.edu/MBA.
Titans fans, your football family could go all the way to Super Bowl 52. Enter Ticketmaster's Super Bowl 52 sweepstakes for your chance to win big, including four tickets to Super Bowl 52, round trip airfare for four, a three-night hotel stay, a $500 gift code from the NFLShop.com, and more. It's the live experience like no other, and all you have to do to enter for your chance to win is text Titans to 842-538 or go to Ticketmaster.com/Super Bowl sweeps. Experience the game you love with the people you love. Text Titans to 842-538 or go to Ticketmaster.com/Super Bowl sweeps.
Don't go anywhere. Titans great Keith Bullock and the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, continue discussing the two-tone blue on Pinnacle Titans Tonight, presented by Yeehaw Brewery. This is Titans Radio.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing Company, live from Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue in downtown Nashville. That kind of a, it's like there's a gremlin working on us here, Amy Wells.
Well, it's not me.
You've got a lot of things going on. Keith Bullock's here. Carl Klug is here. And during the break, we were discussing his flip phone, which, how long have you had the flip phone for?
I had that flip phone for a little over a year.
Where do you go buy a flip phone?
Verizon Wireless.
You just go to you just go buy and what do they say when you say I would like a flip phone?
I'm looking at their flip phones on the floor, and I said, do you have anything that looks like this? They're like, well, we have that one in back. I'm like, all right, cool, I'll take that one.
Do you think there might have been a gathering of the staff in the back going, seriously, there's a guy who wants to buy a flip phone?
Yeah, they always ask me if I want to upgrade.
I mean, do they know who you are? I mean, you've been here 7 years. Everybody knows Carl Klug.
How's text mess? How's texting with that? You got to hit six, three times.
T9, right?
It's T9.
Yeah.
But you do not have to hit it three times. You just hit each button once.
Oh.
And then if it's not the word you like, you just go to next and click next.
See, this is the thing, though. He is old.
I like that.
He is old school. I mean, this is not faking it. This is not somebody trying to be old school. Carl Klug is old school. His game is old school. That should make you proud, right?
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
That's a good thing.
No, I can dig it. I can definitely dig that.
I mean, because you'll say this, the players respect him for what he does 200%.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you, like you said, he's been here 7 years. He's been here through the bad times because they're really, you haven't seen good times. Last year and this year have been the best times. So your tenure with the Titans, what does it feel like to finally be in the playoffs?
It's an amazing feeling. You know, ever since I got here, that's been our goal, is to make the playoffs. And, you know, we obviously, like you said, had some dog years. Couldn't get out of it for a while, but finally, back-to-back 9-7 seasons, got in the playoffs. And we're just looking forward to playing and getting a win.
Since you and Jarrell Casey came here in the same draft, did you guys have any moment, any kind of a special time after the game on Sunday?
It was in the locker room. He was just congratulating everybody around, and you know, he just got to me, and we just looked at each other and didn't even really have to say anything. It was just the look, like, finally did it. So that was pretty cool.
Is there a, what was the difference between last year, this team's attitude this year, and the team's attitude last year when you're in both similar spaces towards the end of the year?
You know, as far as attitude goes, the thing is, we got a lot of guys on the team that like to play football. Not many guys are complaining about the workload or anything like that. And I think that started last year, and we were just able to build on that this year. And I think that's why we've had the success the last couple of years.
We played in a cold weather game on Sunday. We're about to play in another cold weather game. You are from a cold weather state. Are you impervious to the cold? Do you feel it at all?
I feel it. I think I'm getting southernized a little bit.
Oh, no.
The cold is feels a little colder than it used to, but I just try not to think about it, I guess.
I mean, you're a no sleeves, no any warming mechanisms kind of guy.
I do have some warming mechanism underneath. It's a thick layer. It's almost like a sweatshirt, but I just got the sleeves off.
I used to do that. I took that approach as well. You know, you kind of fake the no sleeves thing. Yeah. How do you feel about guys that wear sleeves? Because I would give my teammates crap about wearing sleeves. But look, it's nothing. I don't feel like there's any. Me personally, I don't feel like there's anything wrong. What's your take on it?
I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing sleeves. But whenever I don't wear sleeves, people are always commenting on it. So to me, like, if that gives you a little bit of an edge,
yeah,
I'm going to do it because they're like, oh, that guy doesn't wear sleeves.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a wild man.
I've been cold before. You know, I grew up ice fishing. I know what cold feels like. Yeah, you're cold, but what are you going to do about it? You're going to whine? Or, I don't know. That's my thought.
I've always wondered about ice fishing because I saw Grumpy Old Men. And so that was kind of my introduction to ice fishing. Do people really have the cabin, the little shacks in the hole? Is that really a thing?
Yeah. Up in Minnesota, if you come up there right now, especially on a Saturday, it'd probably look like a parking lot out on some lakes. They'll park like 50 cars out there.
What kind of
on
fish the are they catching?
Sometimes, like if you have tip-ups, they'll go for the bigger fish. You put a minnow on there and you get the northerns, walleyes. Otherwise, you're just fishing for crappie, sunnies, panfish, perch, you know.
It's like tailgating, right?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. That's all you're doing. You're just hanging out with some friends, tailgating, if you want to call it that, and you're fishing.
On the ice.
Are
on
you
a
freezing?
Lake.
You better dress warm. Then
okay.
You're not bad.
All right, let me go back to playing in cold weather. Like I think it was 16 degrees by the end of the game the other night. Uh-huh. When you played last year in Kansas City, it was 4 at kickoff. I mean, what's the worst part of playing in that kind of cold?
For me, I'm a rotational player, so the worst part is not playing. So I'm sitting on the sideline. I'm cold now. You know, now I gotta stay warm on the sideline. So that's the hardest part for me.
The reason why I'm laughing is he says he's rotational, so I was always in the game. And the hardest part for me is when we came off the field and the offense was on the field. So, you know, it's kind of funny. He's on D, and they're like, Carl, get in there. Oh, he's coming in and out of the cape.
I had to go to the coat.
You got to wear the coat.
Yeah.
You got to wear the coat.
Yeah.
Got to wear the coat.
How good are the warming benches?
You know, I got to admit, the benches that we have aren't the best. I've been to other places where they're better.
Yeah, I would say when it was negative 13 in New England that year, it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
I got a question about warming etiquette on the sideline. Honestly, I did. It says, is it acceptable for players to get in directly in front of the heaters and harm the warm, hog all the warm air?
That's a baloney.
I was
the guys that do that. I'm not a fan of that.
Well,
who are the worst when you played, Keith?
Guys that aren't playing. It's always the guys that aren't playing that are standing in front of the heater trying to stay warm. But I will say, go back to that New England game with those negative 13. Nobody was standing in front of that heater because it was just blowing out air. It was just air. Like, it wasn't warm. It wasn't cold. It was just air.
Carl, what has the week been like for the Titans defenders as you prepare for Kansas City's offense, which is the number 5 offense in the NFL in terms of total yards gained?
We're just honestly trying to treat it like another week. We're not trying to overhype it at all. We know that they have playmakers and can make big plays on offense, so that's something we're trying to eliminate come Saturday. So that's been our focus. I know the energy's been good this week, though. You know, we're excited. We realize that it's a playoff week, so it's exciting.
Have you guys done anything to try and keep it as normal as possible? I mean, everyone talks about, yeah, it's just another week, but it's the playoffs. I mean, how do you separate those two things out?
You know, in all reality, we're back to work on Monday or whatever day it was. I'm lost track of days. But
We are too.
Yeah, we're very confused. Really, nothing changed. Get back to work, and we're preparing for another team. You know that it's playoffs.
From a defensive line standpoint, obviously, you know, you sit in your defensive meetings, you hear about Tyreek Hill, you hear about the running back, you hear about the quarterback. What has been your group's focus going into this week specifically for the Kansas City Chiefs up front?
We just got to be technique sound and get after when we have the one-on-one, run or, you know, pass. We just got to control our guy in front of us, and the rest should take care of itself.
Number 97, Carl Klug, is our special guest tonight here at Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue in downtown Nashville. More of your calls for him at 877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. You can tweet us a question or comment to hashtag Titans Tonight. This is Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing Company. The barbecue at Martin's tasting great tonight. We're at Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue in downtown Nashville, and you can feel it. Playoff energy as the Titans go to Kansas City this Saturday. Titans countdown on the air at 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern. We'll kick it at 3:35 Central time. The Titans and the Chiefs, wild card football this Saturday on this Titans radio station. Our special guest, defensive lineman Carl Klug, Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock. Remember that you want to be sure to open your Titans banking account exclusively at Pinnacle and receive $200 in Titans gear. Demand a number 97 jersey, will you? Go to TitansBanking.com. Don't do that. I mean, you could, but don't. They're nice people. Go to TitansBanking.com for more details. They might hook you up with a 97 jersey.
I like when you encourage people to be feisty. I think that's fun.
Demand things. The people at Pinnacle are wonderful. They know I'm teasing, I hope.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Well, I guess we'll find out all together. Amy Wells, do you have a question or comment that has been sent to you via hashtag Titans Tonight?
I sure do. Bob would like to know, where does the atmosphere at Arrowhead rate with some of the other stadiums in the NFL? What do y'all think?
Both of our players can answer that.
Yeah.
I think it ranks right up there with the best. I've been to New England before. That was pretty cool, just, you know, obviously because it was New England. But Kansas City, every time we played them, you know, at the beginning of the game, it was real loud 2 years ago, and then they actually got quiet. But, you know, last year was pretty loud the whole time.
Yes, it's funny you asked, because Carl and I, we were talking about this before off the air. I never really got that real Arrowhead effect, because every time that we went up there, we handled our business. I've always enjoyed playing in the Black Hole. That's a great atmosphere. I liked Philadelphia. I like feisty stadiums, you know, where, like, on defense, you can go out there and make a play and then come back and talk junk to the fans that are sitting behind your bench.
I have a different take on it, obviously, because I come from a different perspective, but Arrowhead is one of my five favorite stadiums to visit in the NFL. I tell anybody, Amy, and you've worked for other organizations, and you've been around the league too, so I'll let you comment on this, but If you have a bucket list of NFL stadiums, you need to go to a game at Arrowhead, particularly if you're from this part of the country and you love SEC football, because Arrowhead has a big-time college feel. There's more energy than at a lot of places. Some places it's just sterile.
Yeah. No, I mean, Arrowhead, as far as a game day experience, I think is one of the best. Their parking lot is giant. It's huge. It's the biggest thing you've ever seen because it's attached to the Royals Stadium.
Well, you know, that entire complex was built in 1972. They designed that with the two stadiums right there together in 1972. As a matter of fact, on the blueprints that they came up with, there was going to be a retractable roof in 1972.
Did they know how to do that in 1972?
Here's what they were going to do. They were going to take it across on a pulley system, and they would be able to put it over the Royals Stadium and be able to put it over Arrowhead. The cost at the time was going to be $25 million, and they decided not to do it.
Oh, they would have got that for cheap.
Yeah. Today, if you're going to do a stadium with a roof, especially a retractable roof, you're looking at $1.5 billion.
Wow.
They messed that up.
Yeah.
I mean, but to think about it,
they would have got a discount on the comeback when they wanted to, you know, get an upgrade. They got to get the comeback if they, you know, get the upgrade.
They had the first garage door opener is what they would have had. Yeah, hit the button and it just started across.
That is what I do remember about Arrowhead, because growing up I was a Kansas City Royals fan, big Bo Jackson.
How were you a Kansas?
Bo Jackson, Brett, okay. Saberhagen, Dan Quisenberry.
The Quiz.
George Brett, I'm tripping.
Albert Bray.
Yeah.
Frank
all of
White.
Those guys. So,
UL Washington.
I just found it interesting when I went to Kansas City to play the Chiefs and realized how close the stadium was to, and
When we played there in the preseason, I snuck over to see the Royals play this summer.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't it the best summer thing you can do?
Baseball?
Well, Royals baseball,
well, yes. I don't know about Royals baseball.
It's very Mets. Fun. Mets. I do it every summer.
Mets?
You're a Royals fan?
Well, yeah. I mean, as far as baseball teams go, I go to a Royals
game. Are you a Twins fan?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You have to be.
Yeah, got
to
be.
What fan are you?
I'm a Yankee fan.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Mets fan.
Seriously? Wah, wah, I'm sorry. Wah, wah.
Yeah. How can you be a Yankees fan?
How can I be a Yankees fan? I've been a Yankees fan since I was.
It's easy. He takes the easy way out.
Oh, my gosh.
I have this argument with my college roommate all the time. He's a Yankees fan.
I was a Yankees fan because my grandfather was a Yankees fan, and then my dad was a Yankees fan. There's a story, but it's another show.
I feel like everybody's grandfather was a Yankees fan. Like, everybody.
Yeah, the Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle. They're front runners.
Oh!
That's why people don't like Yankee fans.
Wow! You want to host the show?
No, I'm good.
Come on, Carl. I've seen this out of you in practice. Now I know where it comes from.
Steven offered you a flip,
man. He offered me a flip, and then he's giving me the business on Keith's show.
Dirty. I like it.
Carl, I do have to ask you this. Keith obviously played with a lot of attitude. You are off the field one of the most mild-mannered people that I've ever known, but on the field you are completely different. Completely. You are not mild-mannered. Do you have to get yourself in that mindset to go out there and play, or does it just flip when you put the helmet on?
Kind of both. You know, as you're getting ready for the game, you start to go towards the dark side, you know. So, but, you know, I think as soon as you get it warmed up outside and then you get your blood flowing, that's when it starts.
Yeah, to stick with this question a little bit, is it more so, like, what about when you wake up in the morning? What's your routine? And then about what time does that flip, that switch flip?
Does that phone flip?
Really, I'd say when my blood starts flowing. I wake up, you know, I'm fine. And then, like, if we do a lift, the blood starts flowing, then I can feel it. But, you know, you know how it is, like, in camp, too, when you're hot, tired, sore, it happens.
Here's a question from hashtag Titans Tonight. Who has the most fun personality of all of the teammates that you've had throughout the years?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole bunch. I'd hate to narrow them down. You know, I always appreciate, you know, guys that can keep things light, make you laugh a little bit. We had a guy my rookie year, Will Hayes.
Oh,
I thought he was hilarious. He
believes unicorns are real, right?
Willie Mays Hayes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
His sense of humor, to me, he was so sarcastic. It was so funny to me.
Is it really a sense of humor, or is it just how he is, you think?
Either way, it's funny.
It doesn't matter.
We took him on the caravan one time, and we laughed for two full days with him. Because he had a strange comment about everything, and then you heard that he believed unicorns were real or something that was... Yeah, I know, you're looking, this is radio, so your expression doesn't work, Amy, but it's
just how my face fell.
I know, I understand, but, I mean, he is one of the most hilarious human beings.
Huh.
Mermaids, he believes mermaids are real, not unicorns, I'm sorry.
Oh, that I get.
I bet he didn't think that. I bet he was being sarcastic.
I don't think so. No, everywhere he's been, this has been a thing, he believes mermaids are real.
He needs to stop doing that.
Keith Bullock is not a meme.
You played with him, right?
Yeah, Willie Mays Hayes.
And so you believe he believes that?
Yeah, I mean, based upon his personality, I believe that he would keep that going, that he believes that, yes.
So you don't.
That's accurate.
You don't believe that he really believes that?
To the everyday person, yes, I believe that he wants you to believe that he believes that.
Okay.
Yeah. Bingo.
All right.
I'll go with that.
So he's using a little Winston-Salem State.
Winston-Salem State. There he's it goes right
a,
there.
He's Winston, using a little yeah. twist from that he learned there on us there.
I don't know how much he learned at Winston-Salem State, but yes, he's using that.
Wow.
You have one more for Carl before, because we can't keep him all evening.
I know. We could keep you here all day.
Oh, we can.
You've got things to do.
He has stuff going on.
People to see.
People to see.
Here's one. Sydney would like to know, how involved are you in your brother's fitness company?
Okay. Yeah. Can I take just
sure.
to follow this?
Sydney can wait.
You have a twin brother.
Correct.
Kevin.
Yep.
And he has a fitness company that Amy mentioned. Tell everybody about that.
I would love to. He's a mobile trainer. He just recently got his third van. He runs the people's houses, parks, trains you wherever you want. It's a really cool thing. He got the idea when he started touring with some country singers, and he brought it back. And I tell you, he was started his business in a Buick Century, 2000 Buick Century. That thing was weighted down with all the stuff he had in his vehicle. And I'm not going to lie, I'm surprised how it took off. But he's got the hustle and the, you know, the drive to do it. And
how did he get into that?
He started working at D1.
Okay.
And then he got a, like I said, going on tour. And that's where he kind of got the idea, just to get out of D1 and then do his own thing. And it's really taken off for him.
Wow.
That's really cool. So you can just call him up and he'll come meet you. And
we have to make it a point.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I mean. But I mean, he'll come to wherever you are. You don't have to meet him in a gym necessarily.
I usually meet him at a park, but he always kicks my butt every time I work out with him.
Stop trying to get a discount, Amy. I see you working it.
Don't worry about me. You just keep to yourself over there,
now,
buddy.
He's not as big as you are. Has that always been the case? Were you always larger than your brother?
Yeah, even growing up, I was always like 10 pounds heavier than him.
Okay, so you're not identical?
We are identical.
You are identical. Okay. And he was a good athlete as well. Where did he play college ball?
Yeah, Mankato State. It's a D2 school up in Minnesota. He's a great athlete. He just didn't get the same opportunity that I did at Iowa. I think if he was given the opportunity that I had, I think he could have done the same thing with it. That wasn't the case, but you know, with what he's doing with his business, I'm definitely proud of what he's accomplished.
And
so
for those who don't know, he does that here in Nashville, and has been. Correct. I mean, a lot of people talking him up all over the place. I know you're very proud.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to spill the beans or anything, but I know he's trying to expand in different cities too. You know, that's very minor right now. I don't know.
Well, don't worry, no one's listening. Yeah. So there's no one heard that.
He doesn't care. He'd want me to give the shout out.
Of course he would. Well, I mean, that's an awesome thing that he has been able to take that business and do something exciting with it like that. You're not thinking about going into business outside of football anytime soon, are you?
Don't plan on it.
That away.
Yeah.
That away. You need to keep going.
Yeah, I hear you.
Got to pay for those flip phones.
Are you used to, after all the time you've been here and you hear people yell your name, I mean, you know people know who you are now. Are you used to that? Because it's not your personality.
Yes and no. You know, every time I hear it, it's still cool. I still think it's awesome. Started at Iowa. I don't think it ever gets old. I appreciate it when they do that. It's cool.
Going into this game on Sunday, what do you think that would be, you know, the final message that when you and your brothers get together and you take that field, that, you know, the final moment you share before you're off on your own in battle?
Just be focused. I know that sounds cliche, but just everybody trust with what we got to do for the defense. Just to be where we need to be. And the focus, that's the main thing. Just do your job, and then we can live with it.
When you guys see, you know, Marcus make a run and then Derek make a run, or, you know, Delaney make a big play, how much more juice does that give you guys to go back on the field to handle your business?
A great deal. Every time we see a big play offensively, the whole defense, they get pretty amped up. So it's real cool anytime the offense does that.
I can't believe we've made it this far into the show without talking about Marcus Mariota's stiff arm. Was that something that surprised you? I mean, you spend more time with him than we do.
Nothing surprises me with what he does, because he's an incredible athlete and he is capable of making any play. But I was not expecting the stiff arm. That was the first time I've seen it, I think. And it was a great stiff arm.
And what about when he stood back up? Kind of gave you guys the little stare down on the sidelines, such as, look what I did. Look what just happened.
Yeah, he had a peacock chest.
He did.
That was cool.
But I mean, that's not normally him, certainly. But in that moment, I think everybody said, good for you.
Everyone was happy for him. You know, and obviously that was a huge play for the game to keep it moving, keep the chains moving. And, you know, we got that much closer to a win. So everyone was real happy.
Well, speaking of good for you, I know I speak for a lot of people when I say that everybody was happy to make the playoffs for a lot of different reasons. But for the guys who've put in the time and have laid the foundation and have been through the tough stuff, it's especially special. And you've always been one of those guys. You've been a stand-up guy. we needed an interview, needed anything, you've always been there. And so to see you and Jarrell and Derek and all of those guys get to have this moment is extra special. Hey, let's keep it going.
You're darn right.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Carl Klug is our special guest on Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing Company. We've got one more segment left with 53 from Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue in downtown Nashville next. Really good show tonight. Hope you've enjoyed it. We always enjoy Pinnacle Financial Partners Titans Tonight with Keith Bullock, presented by Yeehaw Brewing Company. Live from Martin's Barbecue on 4th Avenue in downtown Nashville. It is the longest name in the history of radio shows, but it is well worth it on every front.
It is a little bulky.
But it's okay because we like Pinnacle, because we like Yeehaw. We love Keith Bullock, obviously, being here. And sure. we love being at Martin's. You love being at Martin's.
I sure do.
Amy Wells is here with us as usual. By the way, we are on the air on Saturday at 2:30 Central Time, Titans Countdown. Want to mention that again. It's Saturday at 2:30. Kickoff is 3:35 Central Time from Kansas City. Tomorrow night, if you're going to be in KC, we're having a big meetup. Is that what you would call it, a big meetup?
Yeah, it sounds a little formal, but yeah, I mean.
A get-together? A gathering?
It's kind of like it's a hangout.
A hangout. Johnny's Tavern, which is in the, what do they call, the Light and Power District?
The Power and Light District.
The Power and Light District, because she's from Missouri. She knows
I know things. All of these things.
So all the Titan fans are getting together from 8 to 11 tomorrow night at Johnny's Tavern in the Light and Power District in Kansas City. So if you're going to go to Kansas City, and there are tickets, you can find a good ticket online.
Oh, yeah. If you go to StubHub, it is not too shabby. Mm-hmm. It's an affordable game to go to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure those fans will have a great time.
You're not coming, KB?
Pre-gaming the night before.
Well, we'll be, you know.
We'll be there.
I'm going to show up at the party. We're going to show up at the meetup.
Oh, the hangout. Right.
So that's not the pregame if you guys are going to be there.
Whoa.
What does that mean?
Whoa. I mean, tomorrow night, there's a thing. We're going to be at the thing.
Look, you guys are in playoff mode.
Right.
I could tell when I rolled up here before the show.
You could just feel it?
Yeah. So, look, I know you guys want to be on point for Saturday as if you were playing a game. This isn't a typical preseason game or something like that.
No, but I mean, we can be fun. We're happening, people.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to stay out till like 4 in the morning.
That's why it's not the pregame.
Like I normally do.
Yeah.
Lord. I mean, you know, it's not going to get crazy like it normally does.
It's only 8 to 11. That's the tame part.
And it's 8.
After the party is the after party.
You already know. You know how that song goes.
Well, you know, the Titans fans there, so there will be an after party after the after party.
Of course.
But, again, in case you're going, Johnny's Tavern, Light and Power District in Kansas City.
I'll be there.
You will be there.
Yep.
DeMarco Murray not going to play in this game. Coach Mike Mularkey making the announcement today. Disappointing because DeMarco played very well in the game there last year, 141 total yards, including 5 catches. And you'd like to have your veteran back in that situation. But I want to ask you, Keith Bullock, about Derrick Henry. He was really hard on himself. Called his performance soft. Strong language that I think surprised a lot of people that even know him, that he was that upfront and honest at how disappointed he was. He was certainly disappointed in the fumble. He took that very hard, and he has promised to be a different guy as one of his teammates. I would think you love to hear a guy talk that way.
Yeah, I mean, it was his first start, as you know, full-time start, not sharing the workload, and obviously he wanted to come out and have a better game, and he didn't. And I honestly think that he set the tone for the Titans this week by saying that. You know, I think the hidden message in there is that if he's saying that he ran the ball soft, maybe the message to his team is, and the Kansas City Chiefs, is that, you know, there'll be nothing soft about this game this week. You know, giving a message that, you know, last week, 28 carries, you know, roughly 51 yards, you know, that was a soft performance. So I think that he was sending a message to just everyone to be ready to play.
As an opponent, do you key in on something like that? Do you notice that he's saying that and he's taking it upon himself to fix it? Does that stand out to you at all?
And yeah, absolutely. And, you know, depending on, and look, this is playoff football. It stands out, and it doesn't go unmissed by Kansas City, and they have some ball players on their team too. So, like, it's no fair dodging. No one's going anywhere. You know, you can say whatever you want for bulletin board. It's not going to matter. The game has to be played. So, it's just going to be a fun game to watch for sure.
The Titans have not had a back carry 30 times in the game since Chris Johnson against the New York Giants in 2010. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. I was on the other team that year. Okay.
So here's the question. I didn't bring it up for that reason. I was going to ask you, do you think...
He said, do I remember that game? I wasn't on the Titans. How else would I remember it?
Well, maybe I did. So, well, you kind of started dogging me earlier. So you're on... I had to give it back.
What's
just
fair
a little,
is fair.
What's fair is fair. Okay, so do you think he busts 30 carries in this game?
Yeah, I think he has to bust 30 carries in this game. If he hits the 30 mark in the fourth quarter, the Titans should essentially win the football game. You know, I think what the Titans have been susceptible to defensively all year is giving up the big play. Kansas City is a big play team with Tyreek Hill and Lamar Hunt, the rookie. I think he's got the...
Kareem Hunt,
I'm sorry. You know, he's been running and catching and all those things that...
He's,
you know,
third in the league in total yards.
Absolutely. So, defensively, the Titans just have to be great on their assignments and great tacklers in space. You know, it doesn't matter if they catch the ball for 5 yards, but don't let it be a 17-yard gain. You know, if they... You know, catch the ball for 10 yards. Don't let it be a 50-yard game. You just have to minimize the big play and make them earn everything they get, Kansas City, offensively.
Is it safe to say that there's not just one thing that this defense has to do? There's a lot of different things. It's not just stopping the run. It's not just minimizing their tight end's effectiveness. It's not just... There's a lot of different pieces, parts that they have to be worried about this week specifically.
Yeah, but it all goes hand in hand. You come out and you want to stop the run. So if you stop the run and you prevent Kareem Hunt from getting the ball in space like Todd Gurley did a few weeks ago, if you take the screen game out and that out, now, okay, what do they have next? Travis Kelce. All right, you do a great job on Travis Kelce. What do they have next? Tyreek Hill. So... You know, it's really assignment football, and that's kind of what Carl was alluding to. Everybody has to do their job. Everybody has to do their assignment in order for them to have success on defense.
It's going to be exciting, though.
Yeah, it's going to be great to watch. I'm very, very, very happy for this team, for this organization. Been a lot of down years, and just to get back into the playoffs is a start. Now, obviously, you see how far you can go. You want to go to the Super Bowl, but... It's a start.
You're in it.
You're in. You're in. This is what you play for. You're in the dance.
Amy Wells, thank you.
Thanks, guys. I'm so excited.
See you in Kansas City tomorrow.
Oh, I'll be there.
All right. Keith Bullock, as always.
I'll be watching.
We hope there's another show.
Oh, there will be.
And then another show.
Keep it going.
And then another show. We'll see.
Yep.
Titans Tonight is produced by Alan Kirby and Brad Willis, Traffic Director Kendra Holt, Sales Manager Hunter Rice, Operations Manager Charlie Cook, General Manager Allison Warren. The Executive Producer of Titans Radio is Rhett Bryant. The Titans open the playoffs in Kansas City this Saturday. Titans Countdown is on the air at 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern. We hope you'll join us. Thanks for listening to Titans Tonight. Good night, everybody.
Titans Tonight, presented by Yeehaw Brewery. Pinnacle is the official bank of your Tennessee Titans. Visit TitansBanking.com to discover Pinnacle's winning plays. Member FDIC. Titans football happens again this weekend. Don't miss any of the action. This is Titans Radio.